Well, they're doing that, and the Biden administration should. 3 days before the Tunisian president's actions, there was a tweet from a senior Emirati official saying that something big was about to happen against the Muslim Brotherhood in Tunisia. So there was clearly some coordination there. There's a massive social media campaign going on to present false information inside Tunisia, and tens of thousands of tweets are emanating from Egypt and UAE and sources in the Middle East. And there's a celebration in the press of those three countries of, you know, the ending of the tenure of what they call the Muslim Brotherhood, but Tunisia's largest political party, which is a Muslim Democratic Party. And so it's serious. And right at the moment where it seemed like the UAE was changing its geopolitical role in the Middle East, stepping back from the Yemen conflict, changing its approach to the Syria conflict, and moving back to its more sort of mercantile role in regional geopolitics rather than a political interventionist role, this happened. And forces in Tunisia that UAE had long been supporting suddenly are trying to take power. And I'm not so sure UAE wants to be accused of that again. And so I think it comes down to Egypt. There are unconfirmed reports that there were Egyptians at the presidency when the president and the prime minister met on Sunday just before this power grab, and that the prime minister may have been struck in the meeting. And whether or not these are true, Tunisians see an Egyptian hand in what's going on. And I'm sure that some pressure will be brought to bear on Egypt by Secretary Blinken and others to make sure that Tunisians are allowed to solve this problem without too much outside interference.
So could Tunisia slide back to a one strong man autocratic regime?
Yes, but Kais Saied's not a strong man. He was a professor teaching a basic constitutional law class that didn't even have a proper PhD or academic training. He wasn't involved in the creation of the Tunisian constitution and keeps violating it in his actions, even though that's his specialty. He has no political party. He had no political experience before coming to power. Whether he can pull off this type of strongman coup, like we've seen in Egypt or with the rise of MBS in Saudi Arabia, it's just hard to imagine given who he is. But, you know, we've seen similar populist power grabs in Brazil, in Hungary, and in the United States. The Trump-Saied comparison is a valid one in that Trump tried every way he could against the three branches of government to grab power, often failed, sometimes succeeded, and tried to close down parliament and failed, right? The parliament equivalent, Congress. Saied did pretty much exactly what Trump did, and he's had more success so far. So it remains to be seen whether these Tunisian institutions and pro-democratic political culture prevail, or whether populism and opportunism and power, cynical power grabs will prevail. But Tunisia often reaches the brink and then emerges successfully, and hopefully that'll happen again.